This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues into another week, the lawyer for the whistleblower whose serious concerns about the Trump-Ukraine telephone call which set off the House impeachment probe says his client has agreed to answer written questions. Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us that Mr. Trump and his congressional party loyalists still argue that this is a wish hunt.
Republicans continued casting doubt on the legitimacy of the investigation led by Democrats that so far has been conducted behind closed doors.
Madam Speaker, when you look through this resolution and you see how one-sided, how Soviet-style this is running, this is the United States of America. Don't run a sham process, a tainted process like this resolution ensures.
Trump, too, has been far from silent.
The Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics. The impeachment thing is a hoax. Now, whether or not they try pulling it off, it would be a disgrace.
Dozens of Republicans sit on committees involved in the impeachment probe. But the president's defenders say that's not enough. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Anti-government protesters in Baghdad shut down roads and government offices in the Iraqi capital on Sunday, and escalating a month-long string of rallies demanding political change. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered in recent days in Baghdad's Tahrir Square and across southern Iraq, shutting down markets, factories, schools, and universities in protest of the political system in place since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. The prime minister called for the shuttered places to be reopened, contending that the threat to oil facilities and closure roads had cost Iraq millions. This is VOA News. Protesters in Lebanon rallied Sunday to call for President Michel Aoun's ouster as part of a push for sweeping changes that have already brought the resignation of the country's prime minister. VOA's Zlatis Ahok has details.
President Aoun's supporters gathered in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags and banners with his image. Sunday's pro-government rally was the largest demonstration against massive anti-government protests that began in mid-October and led to the resignation of Prime Minister Hariri last week.
Anti-government protesters think if the president leaves power, the problems would be solved. On the contrary, if that happens, the crisis will worsen.
Lebanon has accumulated huge debt after 8 years of civil war, which destroyed much of its infrastructure. Interest payments consume almost half of the government revenues, leaving many public sectors underfunded. Electricity supply is rationed, and many people have to rely on backup power generators. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Hong Kong anti-government protesters crowded a shopping mall and running clashes with police Sunday, during which a man with a knife slashed several people and apparently bit off a local politician's ear. Amir McCarthy with Reuters.
A dramatic escalation in the violence that's gripped Hong Kong for months on Sunday, as a man slashed several people with a knife and allegedly bit off a part of a local politician's ear. What started as a human chain in City Plaza Shopping Centre in the eastern suburb of Taikoo Shing turned into a face-to-face conflict with police, with several people wounded. With blood dripping from his ear, Democratic District Councillor Andrew Chu was among the injured.
That is Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. Leaders of a protest movement calling for the resignation of Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan to resign, now threatening to lock the country down if he does not. They had set a Sunday night deadline for him to do so. The cleric has hinted that he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he has no plans of quitting. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Sunday that the worst is yet to come, with an oil spill that has affected more than 200 beaches on the country's coast. He said he didn't know if any additional oil would impact his country's coastline, but that everything indicates the currents went to the coast of Brazil. Crews and volunteers have cleaned up tons of oil on the beaches. Oil slicks have been appearing for 3 months off the coast of northeast Brazil. Officials say it's yet possible to quantify the environmental and economic damage. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.